Hi-yo!
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? Law and Disorder. We're here.
Season 7.
Still Season 7. For a little longer.
I wonder when we'll decide to end it.
When is it actually done? When is something actually done?
We don't really know. When you hit the stop button.
Pretty much.
Where people are like, they'll stop listening to us, then it's done.
And then it's done. But right now, it's getting started.
Yes. Hence the awesome intro music.
Awesome intro music. Welcome, everybody. Law and Disorder. And before we get too far into it, let's thank the sponsors. Wayspace Audio for the awesome music. And Young Ideas Dish for your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
And we are talking books.
Book review. Our second book review.
Our book club.
Yes.
Right? It was our book club.
That's like just us two. But I'm having fun so far. And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, we're in book number two.
Book number two.
I don't know. How do we start this?
Well, I guess let's just remind everyone what book we read. So the book we read for our second book review was called The Guest List by Lucy Foley. This is like a psychological thriller / mystery, which is like one of my favorite genres.
I just referred to it. That's why I picked it. When I first heard about the book, I read the little synopsis. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's a whodunit.
You can call it that, yeah.
That's what I mean. I don't know what psychological thriller, I guess, is the technical name, but I just call it a whodunit. And it, to me...
Or a murder mystery.
Mystery. Whenever she first told me about it and I read the synopsis, I thought of like the movie Knives Out or Glass Onion. Same thing. It's like, it's one of those movies that's going to have like all these different characters and you got to figure out like who has the motive or who has more motive. You know, it's like they all hate this person and who has more motive. So it was a pretty interesting book.
Yeah. So just to give like a little synopsis, because I don't want to give away too many spoilers. I don't know. Maybe we'll do half non-spoiler and then half we'll talk spoilers. But the main point of the book is that there's this couple who's getting married. Mm-hmm. They're basically getting married in Ireland on like this little island that you have to take a ferry to. So very secluded island, small wedding, but they all like the friends and family they want are coming in. They all come in on this ferry to this little island.
And they're famous. They're semi-famous.
Kind of semi-famous. So, the groom's a TV star host guy.
He's like a reality TV. He's kind of like a Survivor type of guy, like a Bear Grylls type of guy. Mm-hmm. And then she has a website, right? She does like a vlog or
a digital magazine.
Yeah. So they're semi-famous.
Little bit.
Famous enough.
Yeah. That they could afford a wedding on like a private island, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, all these people are coming and long story short, there's a murder at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And the premise of the story is, I don't know if anyone listening has read a Lucy Foley book before. I have. I don't know if all her books are like this, but every chapter is from the perspective of a different character.
I found that pretty interesting. I've never read a book that way.
So chapter one might be from a guest arriving to the wedding, and then chapter two might be from the perspective of the bride, and then chapter three could be the perspective of a sister, and so on and so forth.
I thought it was kind of cool in that regards because you would read a chapter from, let's say, the sister, and it kind of creates a question. And you're like, well, what about this? And then the next chapter is from the perspective of the sister, and she kind of answers that question that was presented, like that you presented, that the chapter previous presented. It's like she answers it from her perspective. And you're like, oh, okay. So I kind of did enjoy reading that because you're seeing how it's like painting the whole picture from different angles. Mm-hmm. So I was actually pretty impressed with it from that side.
And to a point you made before we started recording, this is a book where you do have to establish characters' backstories and personalities before I think you really get into the meat and bones of the book. Mm-hmm. So I would say the first half of the book, not much is happening, nothing exciting, like the murder hasn't happened yet or anything like that. And it's like the day before the wedding, basically, and you're reading from each person's perspective. But that has to be there in order to set up every character, and you can learn about these characters and what they've been through, and you can kind of see the motives from each one, and that's how you start thinking, ooh, maybe they did it because this happened in the past, and this is how this person thinks.
Well, the thing about the book is that it starts off with the wedding, right? It starts off like...
It starts off with a scene...
From the wedding.
But it's like 2 pages.
But, and that's the thing too, is that the book has normal quote-unquote normal chapters where it's telling the story, just a story in general, and it's like, but it's always wedding night. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts back to the day before or earlier in the morning from the perspective of the bride or the groom or the best man, whatever. But then it'll bounce back to night of, and this is going on. It's like, you know, somebody has died, but that's about as far as you've gotten through most of the book. You don't even know who might be at risk of dying. Through most of the book, you don't really know who.
No, you don't. I'm not going to say who dies, but you don't know who dies.
You don't know really until they're dead. Like, you don't know until towards the end. So it was kind of, I did find it interesting. I like the way the story was told. The only thing I could never imagine, is Lucy Foley Irish?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I could never picture these characters as Irish.
I was going to say the same thing. That was my biggest struggle.
I could never picture him as Irish. They were American, or they were like British. I couldn't picture them as Irish.
Yeah, I think that's a culture and an accent that I don't hear as much, so I'm not as familiar with it. So they talk about how like one of the characters might have a thick northern accent. I'm like, I don't know what that means. In my head, they all have American accents. And then the hardest parts were the ones that had Irish names with weird Irish spellings.
Aoife?
Let's talk about her. So let's talk about a character. This is the character that basically owns the venue on this private island. This is the person hosting the wedding, right? And this character's name, I believe, is spelled A-I-O-F-F-E?
No, I think it was A-O-I-F-E.
Okay. So how did you read it when you were reading the book?
Aoife.
You literally thought Aoife the whole time.
I really thought it was Aoife the whole time. So it's an Irish feminine given name. The name is probably derived from the Irish Gaelic Aoife, which means beauty or radiance. But it looks like Aoife. It reads Aoife, and I'm thinking Aoife. And then after the fact, Caitlin says it's Effie.
That's what I thought it was. She's like, I was trying to think, okay, I know it's not Aoife. That was my first thought. I'm like, okay, I think the A-O is eh, I thought. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's like Effie.
So it wasn't that either.
Nope, I was wrong.
We were way off. It ended up being Aoife.
Aoife. Kind of like Eva, but Aoife.
Yeah, and they say in some dialects they would pronounce it more like, it would be more like Eve or Eva. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Aoife is how you would pronounce it. But it reads Aoife. And the whole time I'm reading this book, I'm thinking of Aoife or Aoife. And I'm like, I don't even know how to pronounce it. And every time I get... It's like whenever you're reading and her name pops up, you take a split second to be like, is this right? And I didn't want to Google it because I just wanted to read it and just be what it was.
Yeah, everyone I pictured in my head was speaking American accent.
They all spoke. I think there was like one or two guys that spoke like an English accent.
I tried really hard, but then I couldn't read the book as fast as like I normally read. So it just slowed me down. So I gave up. But I pictured a beautiful Irish island with, you know, the author was very descriptive in the island. So you get a good picture of what like the environment was there and like this castle thing that they were hosting the wedding at. She made sound very beautiful. But yeah, the accents and the names were a little tough.
Yeah. And there was a lot of backstory, and it's hard to, it without getting too far into like giving out spoilers and all that. There's a lot of backstory. There's a lot of stuff like skeletons in the closet. This book slowly like pours out this closet of skeletons of various people. You know, it's not just one person that has a past it's like everybody's got a past.
Everybody that they refer to by name in the book, essentially.
Yeah.
Because there are guests there that obviously they don't name. They don't really have anything to do with that. But everyone in the book with a name is part of the plot.
They're all, yeah, they all have like this just jacked up background. And then it's not until the end. I mean, you start putting pieces together of how it connects. But really in the last couple of chapters, it's like, bam. It's all coming together at once. And you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming. It's like, I saw one thing coming. I didn't see 2, 3, 4, and 5 coming. And it's like, wow, it's kind of cool how she put it all together.
Mm-hmm. That's Lucy Foley for you. And I really enjoyed it because thriller, mystery, that's like one of my favorite genres. So I read a lot of books in that genre. I watch a lot of TVs and movies of that genre. So when I was reading this book, I was like, man, I got this. I'm going to predict what happens, who killed who got killed, blah, 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 right? And I had all these theories going in my head, like, I know this, I know who did it. And then I got into the book and I'm like, well, wait, okay, I'm going to change this theory, but this other theory still stands. So I probably had like 3 theories going on about whether who killed who, or, you know, maybe I was trying to figure something out in the backstories. And I did get one theory correct. I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want to spoil anything, but I feel like it might be the most obvious one, but I feel like I don't know, maybe that's why I got it right. But I think because I'm so much into the genre and I like it so much, that was the first thing I could piece together just based off the character's personality, how that character was acting, that character's backstory. I got one right.
It's one of those things where as you're going through the book, you start getting a pretty good idea of who might get murdered. And then when it actually happens, you're like, well, I didn't think that person was going to murder him. Like, I thought they were going to die differently.
Yeah, so like you had a different theory about who killed who.
Yeah, I was like, well, like I knew I had a really good idea this person was going to die, but I don't.
I loved how at the end, and I think everyone will get the sense of this, is that basically by the end, there are multiple people who could do it, right? And that's where I got all these theories is, okay, here are the main suspects. Here's the motive. Here's the means. The person I wanted to be the murderer was not the murderer. I will say that. Did you have a person who you wanted it to be? And then was it the person who it ended up being?
No, so I kind of had my own theories on who I was hoping would be the murderer. But then when the murder happened and it wasn't who it was and it wasn't who I expected, I was still okay with it. I was like, you know what? I think I would have been happier if so-and-so had killed this person, but I'm okay that this person did it.
Okay. You know? Yeah, like, I wasn't disappointed it wasn't the person I wanted it to be, but I'm like, that person deserves to be the killer, too.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
This person deserved to die, and one of all these people, there's like 7 people that could have killed this individual. And and really, this one here, you didn't even realize that this person was a candidate.
I mean, some people might. I don't want to say it's, you know, a character you read about once and then all of a sudden they pop back up. I know, but you don't think it's who you think it's going to be.
Until the whole story really starts playing out. And that's the one thing I'll tell you is that, and you say all of her novels are like this?
I don't know if all of her novels are, but I've read another one of her novels that was exactly
this. And I messaged Caitlin because I finished it before she did. And I told Caitlin, I said, the last like 80, 100 pages, this roller coaster starts really moving. It's and then the chapters get faster and the story just kind of chugs along. It seems like you get a ton of content in the last 100 pages compared to the 200 pages you read before. It just seems like, man, they just crammed it all in there because you're no longer having to build the backstory. Like she spends 200 pages building this story, and then it's like, bam, the orchestra's playing and everything's 100%, and now we're rocking and rolling. It's like, oh wow, it's like. Just story. Just I'm doing this thing with my hands. It's like it's just moving and going, and it's like, oh, okay. And it's like, hey, the ride's over. It's kind of cool. It's like it ramps up really slow, like a roller coaster, and then it be like, oh, it's over. Mm-hmm. And now I know who died, and now I know who did it, and now I know what where everybody's going now after this.
Yeah, I was probably reading. I mean, I read a little bit every day. It's normally right before I go to sleep. And I probably read, depending on how tired or not tired I am, 30 to 40 pages, or depending on where the chapter falls, you know, that kind of stuff. But when I got to the end of this book, I think I read 80 or 90 pages in one night just to finish it.
See, I'm a slow...
Because I couldn't put it down.
I'm a slower reader, and, well, because just because the time, whatever time I have, I would read it in usually in the mornings when Andrew was getting ready for school. I would just kind of lay down on the couch, read a chapter, mm-hmm. you know, or at night when dinner's getting ready, lay down. Excuse me.
You okay there? You got some indigestion?
I burped. I was trying not to burp, but it happened. So I'd read like a chapter or two at a time and, you know, what, 8-10 pages. And then I noticed that I was reading like 20-30 pages. And I think I got to the, you know, I had like a stretch of like 30 or 40 pages at the end. And I really wanted to finish the book, but it's like, dude, I gotta go to bed. Mm-hmm. I gotta go to bed. It's like, I'm going to bed. And then the next morning I wanted to read it. It's like, no, I'm going to read it in one sitting. I'm going to wait till tonight whenever I have time to read it. And I sat there I laid there and I read it. And I was like, okay, cool. Like I'm really glad I committed to those last 40, 50 pages at once like that. But no, it's a really good book. The Guest List, right?
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it.
Let's give our star ratings 1 through 5. What would you rate it?
I'd give it a 5. Like it's got good readability. Would I read it again? I don't think I'd read it again because you don't really have to. But I do want to read another book from this author. Maybe not in the book club, but I would like to read another one of her books. Because I like the way, I like her style.
I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5. I think I'm giving it a lower rating, not because it wasn't good, but because I've read so many thriller mystery books that I've read ones that I've enjoyed more. So I still want to give it a high rating. So I'm going to give it a solid 4, but still very good.
The one thing that I did not like about the book, and this doesn't have anything to do with the book itself. It's probably more my vocabulary. There were certain things that were, I can't even go back now and look, but there were certain things in the book that are referenced. And I'm like, what is that?
Oh, like Irish terms.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes. What is that?
Yes.
And I felt like I wanted to stop and Google it, but I was like, no, I'm just going to plow through it and kind of use context clues to figure out what they're talking about. But it made me feel kind of dumb when I was reading it. Like, what
no,
is that?
No, they just, to stick with the theme of the book, Irish. So basically you just need to know a few terms related to Irish weddings. Like I believe a bachelorette party, what we call a bachelorette here, is called a hen do over there. And a bachelor party here is called a stag party mm-hmm. over there. Because, you know, stag is male and hen do, it's like the mother hen and something to do with all that. Yeah. So just a few things like that are going to pop up.
But that's the only thing is like there were things I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm like, I'll just keep reading through it and I'll figure it out.
There's not so much that you're going to get lost.
No. There's just a couple little things here and there that I noticed about myself.
And again, just a quick Google search will fix that.
I didn't Google it. I just did it. I just read.
But I would recommend this book. I'm glad we picked it. I give it 4 out of 5 stars. Sergio gives it 5 out of 5. Again, that is The Guest List by Lucy Foley. And I'll give you a recommendation for the other Lucy Foley book that I read.
Which one did you read?
I read The Paris Apartment.
Ooh.
I will say I like The Guest List better if I had to compare the two. But The Paris Apartment has the same kind of style where each chapter is from the perspective of a different character. Mm-hmm. And it's about, this one's about a missing person versus someone getting murdered.
Did you feel like you were in Paris?
Did you
visualize Paris or is it?
Like, no, because the main character, if I remember correctly, is American.
Okay.
And like she goes to Paris. So like.
Okay. So you at least know that they're American.
Mm-hmm. You're not, at least the main character.
They're not Irish and you've.
And I'm trying to like think Irish accent. No.
I really had a hard time picturing Irish.
Yeah.
I couldn't put most of the characters as Irish.
Yeah, maybe some people can.
You know, even one of the characters, it's like, I think one of the dad of the groom or something, like, oh, he's Irish. I'm like, I can't picture him as Irish.
We're just not used to it.
I just can't picture him. Like, when I'm hearing it in my head.
I mean, I'm sure if, like, it took place in, you know, South America and they were all speaking Spanish, mm-hmm. you could probably, you know, picture Hispanic accents because...
I just couldn't picture him being Irish.
I know.
That's the one thing I just couldn't... I don't know. She didn't do a good enough job convincing me they were in Ireland. And they were of Irish descent.
I think there's only so much as an author you can do. Like when I read Harry Potter, they're all supposed to be British. I didn't read them in British. I read them in American accents. It's the same thing. Until I saw the movie, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're British.
They're British. They're so British.
I read it in American, like a stupid American. Well, I think that wraps it up.
That wraps up, was it book club talk?
Book club review. Book number two.
Book number two. I think we'll get another book in before the end of the year.
No, we're gonna. And I think you need to pick the next one.
I think I have one in my mind. Well,
because I believe I've picked the first two. Well, we kind of picked the first one together. We went with, I picked two.
We went with Spare, the Harry... I want to say the Harry Styles... No.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry book. At first, I was going to say the Harry Potter book.
Harry Potter, Harry Styles. No, the Prince. Prince Harry. Prince
Harry, Harry Potter, Harry Styles. They're all the same.
I think we should pick a different genre. So we've done, like, biography. We've done thriller, mystery.
I've got some ideas. I heard some ideas when I was listening on my
drive-in. We'll announce it soon.
Yeah. So that's going to wrap up book talk. I liked it.
Good.
Thanks for putting that one on my radar.
You're welcome.
So, see? Okay, I guess I'm capable of reading. I'm not a big reader, but I liked it, so.
You just got to like what you're reading, and then it's easy.
Yeah. I used to be a big reader when I was younger, so I appreciate you bringing that out of me.
You're welcome.
So that's going to wrap up this episode. Let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Dish, Young Ideas Dish, for all your Dish and Google needs. Wayspace Audio for providing these awesome tracks like they do every week.
Thanks, guys.
So on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
hey,
we are Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next episode.
Bye.
Laters.